hello, you made it, and you're listening to Veterans Voices Podcast. We have a great show lined up for you today. This is the second episode in a two-part show that we've been doing. It's such a great, large, interesting topic of discussion that we needed two episodes to cover all of this. We're recording at the Slow Talk Podcast Institute in California. I'm Greg Arenas, your host.
And I'm Brooke Ellis, your co-host. Veterans Voices is a podcast series that we dedicate to veterans. We cover various topics, including PTS therapies, coping techniques, services for veterans, activities for veterans, and some answers to your guys' questions. I am really excited to get into the story today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So here in our studio and by the magic of technology, we got Carolyn and we got Mary here, and we're going to be getting back into the frequency-specific microcurrent. We're really going to focus on how this helps for PTS.
Yeah. So, Carolyn, we covered a big overview of FSM. Can you tell us about a few specific cases where our listeners can really get into the meats of how you can help people with PTS?
Yeah, the PTS protocol was developed by one of our medical doctor's students in 2005. Mm-hmm. She had a background in neuroscience, brain science, and so she knew what parts of the brain were affected by PTS, and she took the course, then created this protocol targeting the different areas of the brain, the nervous system, the stress system, and created the protocol. She used it for about 6 or 8 months, gave it to me. I used it. We took a veteran who'd had PTS for 17 years. He had not left his house in the daytime in 17 years following his participation in the Vietnam War. And in 4 weeks, he was driving himself. He came in to get treated for low back pain. We fixed the low back pain, but he kept coming in because his emotional state had improved so much. And in 8 weeks, he came in and announced that they were moving to New Mexico because there was too much rain in Portland. Now, he hadn't been out of the house in 17 years, and in 8 treatments in 8 weeks, he announced that he was moving to New Mexico. So that was the first experience I had with this protocol. And we started teaching it, and people started using it. And we have one practitioner who's a pain specialist down at Fort Bragg, and she used it on a number of officers there. I used it on one of my practitioners who is now a general, lieutenant general, which is
that's
cool.
Awesome.
And she couldn't get pregnant. She called it PTSD, but she has PTS. She had a bunch of health issues related to the stress response. We treated her, took care of the stress issues, the digestive system, the hormone issues, and her daughter is now 4 years old and she's working in the Pentagon.
Awesome. I have a quick question. I have actually two that you can just answer pretty quick. How long is each session? Because you say, you know, 4 sessions, 5 sessions. And then I also want to know, this guy that didn't get out of his house for so long and he moved, is this therapy permanent or is it something that you should keep coming back to, like, once a month, or, you know, is it something that can, do you have any research on
question.
That?
Yeah, well, not research, but just literally, at this point, hundreds or thousands of cases. So the protocol itself treats or uses our frequencies for every part of the brain, the adrenal, the hormonal system, the stress system in the body. So the thing runs about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
But there's no manual, there's no thing to do with it. The patient sits in a rocking chair or lays on a table, or in some of the cases of this young man whose case report I'm going to read, sat on my couch, and it runs for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and you talk about no home. The most challenging part is that the symptoms change so fast that the medication levels that they're on have to be flexible, so they have to have permission or they have to work with their doctor like literally the next day or the day after to start changing medication, especially some of the stronger ones they're using now. So they start modifying the medication. My Greg, he wasn't on any medication. He did Iraq in 2004, and I treated him in 2015. So he wasn't on any medication except for alcohol and cannabis, and that was self-medication. So with him, it's the symptoms change within 2 to 3, 4 sessions, almost to the point where it's hard to get used to.
Yeah.
So the first 4 are the most dramatic changes. So like the case reports at Fort Bragg, they all were just 4 to 5 sessions. The full protocol is 8 sessions, 2 and a half hours at a time. You need to be hydrated, so you have to have had water to drink. And then our data is too organized a word. Our experiences and shared collected data says that the protocol is 8 sessions in probably 7 weeks. So you do 2 sessions the first week, mostly because you want to follow up with the patient pretty quickly. There's 1 or 2 patients that came in that were actually agitated because they were no longer having flashbacks and nightmares. So they felt weird not to have flashbacks and nightmares.
Right. Yeah, like they lost something that's been with them for so long.
Yeah, and they feel disloyal. Like, what sort of a person am I if I'm not remembering this all the time? So the second visit in the first week is really emotional support as well as repeat treatment. They should be about 4 to 5 days apart. And then once a week for weeks after that, Gray Goodale, he's a friend of my son's, and 1/4 of July, I think it was July of 2015, he came in at 4th of July, and just as the fireworks were reaching their peak at about 10 o'clock at night, and he pulled into the driveway and got out of the car just sobbing. He said, "I don't know what's wrong. They didn't bother me last year." And we just took him in the house and ran what we call the concussion protocol. And he stopped crying, but he still had PTS. So when I went to write the book called The Resonance Effect, I wanted a properly documented case report. So he is 11 years chronic, PTSD, U.S. Army medic in Iraq. And the thing to remember when you hear about this is that from a medical perspective, once PTS has been present for 2 years, no improvement is expected. So this is 11 years chronic. So this is his statement. "Before starting FSM, I suffered from violent nightmares, paranoid delusions, and anxiety caused by unexpected loud noises, had anger issues, and I was self-medicating with cannabis and alcohol. I started and treated once a week with the FSM PTS protocol in December of 2015. 2 weeks after starting FSM treatments, much of the anxiety began to diminish. In the following weeks, I noticed the paranoia, anxiety, nightmares, and anger fade. And while running the concussion protocol and what we call the PTSD protocol, I could physically feel a change in my neck and shoulders. And in my daily life, I felt more relaxed and started feeling a freedom to enjoy the things I once did. My loved ones have noticed a difference, which gives me hope of recovering from my experience in Iraq in 2004. I am proud of my military service, and I hope my experience with FSM can help veterans like me find solace and comfort in their post-military career." And that's Greg Goodale, U.S. Army combat medic. And he's a dad now. His body was so stressed before, they couldn't get pregnant.
Wow.
And their child is now.
And that's true. That's across the board. All of us. I mean, there's none of us that went over and served. And you can't say you're not touched when you come out of combat. And so, Mary, I got a question for you. When the other night when we met over in Monterey, you were telling me a story of how this worked. Can you relay that out?
How? How to use it?
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, so Carol talked about you have to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be hydrated because of it's electric,
mm-hmm.
and it works with, you know, conduction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And basically, so Brooke asked earlier if it's like a TENS unit. Those that are familiar with TENS units know you have these little electrical pads you can put on, and so you can use frequency that way by putting four little pads on, or you can hook it to towels, or there's another method of a magnetic converter. And then you, basically the key thing is to be properly hydrated prior, and then the protocols start out with running this concussion. Carol could talk about that. It's just any of the frequency, it's best to start with concussion. It's about a 25-minute program, and then you can run the frequency. If you have two machines, you can run both at the same time.
Do you stick these little pads on you like you do
yes.
on the other machines?
Just okay. like you could stick the little electro mm-hmm. pads on your chest, backside. I mean, there's just depends on what you're treating for post-traumatic stress, I believe,
okay.
Where to position them. But then you have your little TENS unit, which is the frequency-specific. Basically, it's the custom care where the programs are loaded in is what I have.
Okay.
Just hit a couple buttons, and then you can either listen to music, watch TV.
That's what I was going to yeah. ask you that. Am I just going to yeah. go take a nap for 2 hours or play video games or
whatever?
What I did with Greg, what I did with my Greg, and I have to interrupt Mary because this is the coolest thing.
Yes,
there is an add-on, a second device that you can plug the custom care into that turns the electric frequency specific electrical pulses into frequency specific magnetic pulses. So Greg put these two little magnetic converter pucks in his jacket pocket, and we sat on the couch on Sunday and watched Harry Potter. We had eight sessions and eight Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
So that's the easiest way. The sticky pads can be kind of prickly,
mm-hmm.
and if, especially the first or second session when people are still a little, their nervous system is still a little jacked up, the prickling from the pads can be really disturbing. So the wet towels, on the other hand, are kind of wet and cold, but they start out warm, and we just cover you with a blanket and keep you warm, and you can sit in a rocking chair and read a book. When I run it on myself, I run it at night. So lots of ways of applying it. The nice thing is that the protocol has been in use and is standardized for so long that it's standard on this custom care unit and the software that comes with the unit. So virtually anybody that's been trained in FSM, if they're comfortable with the condition of PTS, like a custom care or an auto care, they have the technology required to deliver it.
I'm really curious about kind of the science behind it. How is it healing PTS? Correcting some nerve damage in your brain, you know, or what, you know, how is it healing these?
Probably things? Adjusting the electrical chemical portion of it.
Yeah, maybe that.
Well, it's a matter of changing the way the brain talks to itself.
Okay.
So the frequencies, if you think of a drug,
mm-hmm.
drugs land on a cell and attach to a receptor, like a little antenna dish or a key, a lock. And the drug lands on the receptor like a key in a lock, and that changes the way the cell works on the inside. That's how drugs work. Well, the frequencies appear to, based on the data we do have, the frequencies appear to change that same cell receptor like your key fob, your key remote. You use a frequency. It uses a frequency that opens your car door, not the car next to it, not the back seat, but the front car door first and then all four car doors. That's a frequency from that key fob. So it's the same principle.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm getting it.
Just the way the brain talks to itself. The other thing that happened with the PTSD cases at Fort Bragg was they all got out of pain. And we didn't do anything, or they didn't do anything to treat the body pain they had. But the pain went away because the frequencies in this protocol affect the pain centers in the brain.
Okay.
All right. So I got a question also. When we're talking about, it's about a 2-hour session. Your first week, you're doing 2 sessions. And then after that, you're doing basically once a week a session. Is this a lifestyle change? Is this going to be something that's going to be, they're going to be doing, you know, so every week and then every month and then every couple months? Or is it, you know, 8 sessions and you're done and you're good?
How does this pretty work? Much.
So do you do it on yourself for just maintenance, or you said you do it on yourself at night?
Well, I treated myself for PTS because of some of the circumstances from the house I grew up in. And so it wasn't classic, but I can tell when my nervous system gets jacked up.
Okay.
I did it. You know, so I treated 2 or 3 times about 5 years ago and haven't had to repeat it. With our patients, as far as I know, at the end of 8 sessions, they're done. And it's the hardest part is actually the medication management and some of the medications they're on are hard to get off of. There's 2 that I have in mind that I probably can't mention by name, but, there's a couple
like Oxycontin or something like that.
No, not pain meds, like the antidepressant Effexor.
Oh.
It takes a year to get off of.
Oh.
It's awful. Some of the atypical antipsychotic drugs that they're now calling mood stabilizers, they're very difficult to get off of because you have to treat so slowly. So those patients, every time they step down the dose of the drug, it changes the brain. So those patients who are on certain kinds of medication may need more than 8 treatments, or may need to do 4 first and then modify the drug for 2 or 3 weeks and then do another 1 or 2. So the tapering off the medications is the most time-consuming and the most unknown part, because everybody is on a different cocktail these days.
Right. So our listeners need to know that, hey, if I'm on some certain type of drug, this isn't just a fix me in 8 sessions. This is actually, we got to spread it out, wean them off the drugs, because you're recalibrating. So you're recalibrating everything up
That's
there.
That's a good word.
Good job, Greg.
See, this Greg's kind of smart.
He sent a drone.
There you go. You get points. So my Greg, it was 8 sessions and he was done. It was finished. He's got his baby's 2 months old now.
Wow.
So I treated him at 15. They got pregnant in 18. And here they are.
Carol, can you answer this question? When I first met Greg here in the studio.
This Greg.
Yes, this Greg. he actually asked me, what if the person that's dealing with the post-traumatic stress doesn't want to forget?
My PTS, I feel I've learned to live with it. I still have a few issues here and there and so forth. But that's me. That is a part of me. That's part of my life. And when we were first talking about this, when the chief and I were first talking about it, I was like, okay, you're going to hook up these electrodes to me and you're going to zap me and then my PTS is going to be gone. And I'm like, but
you don't want to lose your memories.
I don't want to lose those memories. I don't want to lose that.
No, you don't. No. Yeah, it's like, it's not like electroshock. Okay?
Your response changes.
The response to the memories changes. So according to the studies, when you have certain of those memories, your heart rate goes up, your stress hormones go up, your brain changes. But when you change, when you recalibrate how the brain responds to it, you can have those memories. We don't take memories away. The emotional response and the intrusive nature of the memories is what changes.
So when I'm driving down the road and I see a pile of garbage on the side of the road, I'm not going to panic. I'm going to say, oh, there's garbage in the road, which obviously I see. And then I'm going to say, wait a minute, I'm here in the United States. It doesn't mean the same thing as seeing garbage in the road when I was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. It's two right. different things instead right. of just panicking exactly. through it. Okay.
Yeah, it disconnects the stress survival parts of the brain from the memories. So you can still remember that the pile of garbage looked like that in Iraq, but your emotional response is, oh my gosh, it's somebody's patio cushion.
You know what? Our listeners live all over, basically everywhere, all different parts of California. How can they get a hold of this amazing book that you wrote? I mean, I think this is, Greg and I both read it. How can we get a hold of your book?
It's on Amazon, so that's probably the easiest. It's
okay.
not very expensive. You can also go to the frequencyspecific.com website, and we have, they sell books that I've signed. But Amazon's the easiest. You can get it in 2 days.
Perfect.
And it's a fun read. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, we really enjoyed it. I mean, this is just amazing what you can do to somebody in 8 sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, the help that you're able to give people. I mean, it's amazing.
And when I read the book, I was going through the history portion of it, which, of course, I'm a big history buff. And then it went into the process and so forth. And I thought it was a fantastic book. It was a really good book. And and I'll be honest, at first I was skeptical. I mean, Chief knows.
Sure.
I was just kind of like, okay, really? Yeah.
So look at it from this perspective. I've been a police officer, so I'm very mm-hmm. skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
And in the military. And we're very conservative in a mm-hmm. lot of ways.
Yes, yes.
But I deal with people with trauma. They don't call police, just like they don't call the military unless there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's people in crisis. Kids that are abused, that have traumas.
Mm-hmm.
After understanding frequency specific and going to the core course and meeting Carol and learning what all frequency specific can help people with, and combined with my background in the military and policing with first responders, etc., and victims, people of trauma, it's like, even if I retire, I want to do something to give back. And
yeah.
And so if this modality can help somebody, I have hopes that it can help first responders, my colleagues in law enforcement,
mm-hmm. yeah, definitely.
My colleagues in the military, mm-hmm. kids.
You were saying children. I mean, the depression rate in children is just rapidly increasing and rapidly increasing nowadays.
Yes, and I don't know where it will go, but I'm, for me, my interest is about helping people be able to switch. You don't forget trauma.
No.
You don't
no.
forget experiences, but as Carol said, the emotional side. And if that means a person can heal quicker and go on with a healthy life, that's the reason I'm here.
Yeah, and without all of these drug cocktails that they put them on.
Amen. Carol, Mary, thanks for coming. Really enjoyed having you guys as guests on our program. And Brooke, I think that about wraps it up for us.
This has been Veterans Voices Podcast with yours truly, Brooke Ellis.
And Greg Arenas. And out of suffering has merged the strongest souls, and the most massive characters are seared with scars. That being said, there are two types of days, good and better, and we hope we made yours better. Thanks.